real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about an interesting email that I got here, and unfortunately the person can't come on the air, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. But hello, Niall. Please bring this to your listeners' attention. It's horrendous treatment of the Defence Forces. My partner is currently serving out the Irish Defence Forces overseas in Lebanon. 5 weeks ago, UN Security General Antonio Guterres released a directive regarding delays to rotations of all UN missions until June the 30th. My partner is due home on the 19th of May after 6 months overseas, but still has not been given any information on when he will be coming home. This is unacceptable, and no other job would put up with such poor treatment and lack of basic information. I understand these are unprecedented times. However, the Minister for Defence needs to be held accountable, ensuring he does everything in his power to ensure a timely rotation, or at a minimum to keep the soldiers informed of the next steps regarding their return home. It is absolutely torturous for the families of the Defence Forces at this time. Please help us to get this issue out in the open and sorted out. Now, obviously the person of that, the wife, I think it is, of that particular member of the Defence Forces can't come on the air because obviously she wants to remain reasonably anonymous. But I do want to speak to Shelley Cotter, who is from the Wives and Partners of the Defence Forces, and also I have Councillor Dahi Doolan on the line from Sinn Féin. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Shelley, I mean, obviously this lady doesn't want to come on the air for personal reasons and she doesn't want to be identified, but this is a very common issue at the moment, I believe.
Huge. It's causing an awful lot of upset. We have members at the moment who have been deployed for 6 months, and there are quite a few that have been deployed up to 12 months. Now, that's away from your families. That's the job they're doing. Nobody's disputing that. Nobody's disputing COVID-19. It's unprecedented, and the whole country are having to roll with weekly changes in our day-to-day life. I think what the families and we in WPDF take to heart is the fact that it's making its way to press before it's making its way to the serving and their families. The information has just been a one-way system and not meeting the people that it is supposed to go to. Now, these families will have had a date marked in their calendar from the minute that dad or a husband or whoever it was left. And you work. That is the date that you hold on to until they come home.
Mm-hmm. And it's difficult enough for everybody at the moment what we're going through. From a social isolation point of view, everybody is going through a lot of mental stress at the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is that you hold on to that date. So there were whispers and rumours the end of March, first few days of April, that this would change. And there was an understanding, a complete understanding that, you know, rotations mightn't happen due to COVID-19, isolations, quarantine, all understood. And there was a piece that was published in The Independent on 7th of April at 2 a.m. in Ireland from Mr. Tom Brady. And he blew this out and he made it public. Now, this is 4 a.m. in the Lebanon, but our lads weren't paraded and told about this information until 9 a.m. So how are the public going to read about this before the lads that are actually involved? And the families are hearing this before their even own husbands and, you know, partners are told. So some families were rung that afternoon, highly distraught because they had read it online. So we
Okay, so the issue is not just the flights, obviously, you know, but the issue is the communication.
And always has been.
So have they any idea? So this person's partner is due home on the 19th of May after 6 months.
Mm-hmm. This week, yeah.
Yeah, is that a realistic date? That's not going to happen,
no,
is it?
No, not at all. Blown out of the water.
Right.
And they're, now, again, Minister Keogh came on a few radio stations and said stop listening to unofficial sources. So there has been an awful lot of dates panning around. We are now talking end of June. That seems to be the constant date coming back, which is 6 weeks after the given date. But we also have to add on 2 weeks of isolation onto that,
right,
so that they can quarantine. So we are talking families will not see their loved ones until second week of July.
I don't know why they can't be tested before they leave there, for God's sake. Oh, by the way, Councillor Dahi Doolan, in relation to this lack of information, lack of communication, families who are distraught with a date on the calendar, a big circle where daddy or mammy is coming home from the Lebanon. I mean, this is very traumatic for families having not enough information. I mean, we can manage to repatriate holidaymakers, which we did going back 4 or 5 weeks ago from Chile and all sorts of places around the world, including Australia. So why can't we repatriate members of the Defence Forces?
I think, first of all, you're right. I appreciate you highlighting this, and fair play to Shelley for coming on. But the thing is, first of all, let me say our Defence Forces service very proudly have done a very, very, very honourable job in the war-torn zones across the globe. We need to say that and reiterate that. But it doesn't appear that feeling or sentiment is held by the Minister for Defence and the families. COVID-19 is traumatic for everybody, but particularly for those people whose families are split up. Like if your mom or your dad is out serving the Lebanon or somewhere else, your family is worried about their welfare, their well-being, their life, in fact, in some of those war zones. And then they're holding on to this date for dear life, dying to see each other. And then it seems to be just rubbished. And the vacuum is filled with myth and spinning and dates and rumour. And that's simply not good enough. Mm-hmm. If we can manage COVID-19 crisis, which I'll have to say, I'm not going to have a go at the government over this. They have done their best. They have attempted to manage it. Surely they can manage the people who are putting their lives at the very front line.
Is there not enough effort being made now? And I'm not being bad here, right? Because I have the greatest respect for our healthcare workers. But if these were nurses who were abroad, who we needed back home, we'd be very quick to get them back home. It'd be all over the media, our heroes and all this. And these men and women are heroes too.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that, in fact, Niall, that these people are serving literally on the front line.
Yes.
And their families are the next in line. And I think that the Minister for Defence, I would make a public appeal to him. If it was his family, how would he like to be treated? If it was his brother, his sister, how would they like to be treated? Not like this. The families need to be communicated directly. We can do so for other crises. The personnel themselves need to be communicated directly. And if, unfortunately, the date has to be moved, at least let them know officially rather than in the media. And then they come back and there's another 2 weeks quarantine again.
We have
be tested abroad and then brought back. Because I think this is absolute torturous, and it's a bit like the blind spot for the government. And dare I say it, the Defence Forces many times have been taken for granted.
Well, we've talking to Shelley about that over the last few years. Yeah.
Everything, and I think my colleague and spokesperson, Angus O'Snoddy, has constantly highlighted this and highlighted other issues in the Dáil. I think this is something that we won't let lie down. We will be holding the Minister to task, and Angus O'Snoddy will hold him to task and ensure he communicates directly with the personnel, first and foremost, and the families. Because nothing less than that is acceptable. Lip service, out the window.
Yeah, Shelley, go ahead.
I just want to explain a few things that, you know, would be military-wise that people maybe not understand in the public. Our lads over there are a part of a rotation. So we would have, they're the 115, they're the 115 battalion out there. So we have another one, the 116, that are training up and getting ready to go out. This is worldwide. These are all the countries that have peacekeepers out there. You're on a circular motion. So you will always have somebody who will replace you when you leave. So the issue that the departments are saying, which we don't agree with, is that because the UN have put a hold on this, understandably, with the whole world
until the 30th of June,
that they need to organise this. We don't have any issue with the hold-up. We don't have any issue with the rotation. Completely understand COVID-19 is out of everybody's realm. But the lack of communication and the fact that it makes its way to press before families and serving is our issue. I mean, he even stated in the Examiner on the 12th of May that he's asking families of soldiers stuck on missions abroad to trust he's doing everything to get them home. Don't put it in a national paper. Pick up the phone and speak to those families.
Or write them a letter.
Just something personal. Again, not the press. He says trust, but you and I both know trust is built by actions, built by communication. He's doing neither, and he hasn't installed them in the families in several years. So don't speak to the papers. You know, 6 weeks to a 2 months delay on having your loved one home. surely warrants more than reading it in the paper.
Well, and again, and Dahi mentioned, of course, the testing. I mean, there's test kits now around the world that are being used everywhere now that can, you know, do 15-minute tests, which are 85 to 90% successful or give good positive and no false positives. So there's no reason why they can't be tested abroad and not have to go into quarantine. The worst thing that could happen is they arrive home and then they have to go to a hotel or a barrack somewhere for 2 weeks and not see their families again. So that's the worst thing that could possibly happen in this situation. So
I mean, it's not like they can isolate at home. You know, you'd have children at home going, but what do you mean daddy's behind that door?
Well, Dahi, look, you've been very good to us in relation to Debenhams there more recently. And again, in relation to this, we've called on you. Is this something that you will be raising personally yourself?
Well, absolutely. We'll be contacting the minister and the department. In fact, all departments are accounts, but particularly I work closely with our local TD, Angus O'Snoddy, who is the spokesperson on defence. I'll be giving him a full briefing of this, and I would hope that he can contact Shelley or Shelley can contact us directly.
Had Angus, he's been in constant contact with us.
Great. Well, I'm going to be meeting him this afternoon. Great, I'm glad to hear that. He unfortunately couldn't be on this morning, so I'll make sure he raises this at the first opportunity, because I do think that this is it's the families and the personnel need to be briefed. We have a 3-month plan for how to come out of COVID-19, and our defence forces need to be central to that, and the families deserve and should expect the respect to be communicated directly. Sometimes the media can be negative, sometimes it can be positive. Niall, and I have to applaud you for giving them a platform to raise this, and I hope the Minister is listening. I hope the Minister is listening and responds accordingly and treats the families and the personnel with the respect they deserve.
Well, listen, Shelley, thank you very much indeed for raising the issue.
Can I just for one moment, we just want to announce that there's a free confidential counselling service, Inspire, that the Defence Force members can use. Okay. And this has now been extended to the families for a temporary time while this is going on. So any military family out there that feels they do need support, it's a 24/7 number.
Yep.
And it's available to all spouses and partners and adult children over 18. So it's 1-800-409-673. And the PSS offices in Ireland and the barracks and the military have worked really hard to do this. So we would love if any military family are feeling any stress, ring 1-800-409-673. And there are people there 24/7 to help you.
All right, listen, well said. Thank you very much indeed, Shelley, and I'm happy to support you. And thank you once again, Dahi Doolan, for coming
on
to us. All right, thank you. There you go. Councillor Dahi Doolan from Sinn Féin and Shelley Cotter, who represents the wives and partners of Defence Forces. And it's a shocking situation that there's men and women who are out there in the Lebanon, been given a day to come home, and that doesn't look like that day's going to happen now, because of course the UN has basically said no, nothing is changing, no rotations till at least June 30th. And the problem is not just they understand that there might be a delay, but it's the lack of information. They have no information whatsoever.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi award winning Niall Boylan show. Classic hit.